Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now for the X's and O's portion of the show. And for that, we bring in our very own John Harris and this week's BMW Telestrator.
Welcome to Texans Telestrator presented by BMW. I'm your host, John Harris. And it's time to look at the Cincinnati Bengals offense, in particular, Tyler Eifert, one of the best tight ends in the game. 9 touchdowns in the red zone already this season. How does it happen? Well, he's a good athlete. He makes some great catches in the end zone. But sometimes schematically, the Bengals get and catch a team off guard. That's exactly what they do against the Cleveland Browns on this one. You'll see that Eifert is lined up right here in a traditional Y inline position. Right there. And you've got stack receivers out here. So the Browns have countered by putting 2 DBs, but they've also walked Tayshaun Gibson out as well, which is a little curious because it's going to give Eifert a lot of room to work in here. So had Gibson moved over, he would have been in better shape to stop this from Eifert and let the 2 DBs out here play the 2 stack receivers. But they don't do that, and now it becomes easy. Eifert takes a pretty quick outside release, and boom, he's wide open right now. And Andy Dalton puts it on him. Gibson makes a pretty good break, but he's not even in position. Eifert catches it, touchdown. It's that simple. And you can see from the end zone shot after Eifert explodes the football how easy this was for Eifert. He doesn't even really have to get outside all that wide. He lets Orchard come inside, and he just shoots right here. And then Andy, with the quick release, finds him in the end zone. This, in part, is what has made Tyler Eifert a pretty big red zone weapon, and he just boxed out Tayshaun Gibson, touchdown Bengals. Tyler Eifert in the red zone has 9 touchdowns. That's more than any tight end in the league. Sometimes it's this simple. The Texans have got to keep this from happening on Monday night to have success and win that ballgame.
All right, thank you, John. That's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to tune in Monday night, Texans Countdown Live, as we are counting you down on the primetime edition of Texans Countdown Live as the Houston Texans prepare to take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Have a great weekend, everybody.